Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Insurance to suit your needs. Protect your home, car or van with Zurich.
Now, first this afternoon, senior public health officials are currently considering a request from government to accelerate the lifting of lockdown. It comes as opposition leaders, rural representatives and industry groups continue to pile pressure on the government for a faster easing of coronavirus restrictions. Several cabinet ministers also favour a faster return to normal. The Taoiseach told the Dáil earlier how certain restrictions may be eased during earlier phases than initially slated in the government's roadmap for reopening the economy and society. Our reporter Barry Lenehan is here. So what is on the agenda for this evening's meeting?
Yeah, the National Public Health Emergency Team, chaired by the Chief Medical Officer, Dr. Tony Holohan, meeting this afternoon to decide whether it's safe to proceed to phase two of reopening the economy and society. This phase would kick in on Monday. We'll see the reopening of certain retail outlets, livestock marts as well, the extension of the restriction from 5 kilometres to 20 kilometres from your home. But the Chief Medical Officer has also said that other restrictions may be eased too, such as the reopening of playgrounds. However, in the Dáil earlier during leaders' questions, amid that pressure from opposition leaders, from rural representatives to accelerate the lifting of lockdown, the Taoiseach Leo Varadkar cautioned against reopening too fast.
I'm concerned that this week many people were calling for us to accelerate things and jump ahead before we even had the data from the last few days, the data that tells us the impact that the phase one lifting of restrictions had on the spread of the disease. I believe it is better to adopt a slow and steady approach than to go too far, too fast and risk falling backwards. Our plan to reopen the country can be accelerated, but only if it's safe to do so. I'm confident that we will be able to proceed to phase two on Monday.
So initially, a slow and steady approach, said the Taoiseach, although phase two could well happen on Monday. However, opposition leaders not impressed. The Green Party's Eamon Ryan calling for greater clarity for those in business and tourism industries. Fianna Fáil's Micheál Martin said the roadmap was too restrictive and added we needed to be more in step with other countries.
We are currently in the absurd situation where it is easier for an Irish person to plan a holiday in much of Europe than it is to plan one here. A range of countries this week signalled their intention to be ready to quickly lift travel restrictions, and their tourist industries have begun working on the assumption that travel from Ireland will be possible without quarantine before the high season.
But then the goalposts changed. Mr. Varadkar told the Dáil in response to the Green leader Eamon Ryan that the government has made proposals to NPHET and the Chief Medical Officer Tony Holohan about bringing things forward from phase four into phase three, for instance, or even from phase three into Monday's phase on phase two. Here's what he said.
I've always said from the outset this is a living plan, a plan that can be accelerated if we're getting on top of the virus and getting ahead of the virus. One thing we're going to stick with is the 3-week intervals. You know, that is there for good epidemiological reasons. If you relax restrictions, by the time the virus spreads and incubates and gets tested for and all the rest of it, it's going to be at least 2 weeks before that shows up in your data. We believe we should stick with the 3-week intervals. But we can bring things forward from 5 to 4 or 4 to 3, as the case may be. So we have made proposals to the CMO and to NPHET about bringing things forward from phase 4 into 3 and 3 into 2. And NPHET is considering those proposals that government have made, and government will make a decision on that on Friday morning and inform the public of the decision on Friday afternoon.
So what are the likely options then, Barry? I mean, what is the National Public Health Emergency Team discussing right now?
So we know that they're likely to give the green light to phase two. We know that they have said, the Chief Medical Officer, that he's likely to accelerate some of the restrictions pertaining to children. And we know the good trends here as well, namely that the new cases has been below 100 for each of the past 12 days, bar one. However, what are the risks here? Well, Dr. Chris Luke, he's a consultant in emergency medicine in Cork. He favours the acceleration of the lifting of lockdown, but he told me how perhaps there should be a mandatory order to wear face masks.
I was actually discussing the possibility of telescoping, as I'd put it, of conflating the phases, of accelerating the various phases over the next month or two, given the very loud pressure that's coming from certain political quarters, certain commercial quarters. I mean, for example, the tourism trade in Kerry, the airline trade in the form of Michael O'Leary and others. It's inevitable that there will be extreme pressure on the government to reopen the economy. There is a groundswell of agitation agitation on the part of businesses and of people themselves who have, I suppose, a mixture of cabin fever and determination to get back to work and back to normal activity. I think public health specialists will be perfectly well aware of that.
You wouldn't have any concern that perhaps emergency departments could get overrun during the summer?
Well, I'm afraid, Barry, I'm already concerned that the emergency departments in Ireland are going to be overrun because are down to about 50 to 60% of our footprint. The space we had in January has been reduced considerably because of the introduction of social distancing.
But moving through these phases, will it not increase the situation or worsen the situation that you're in?
Well, absolutely. But the thing is, the people are already returning to the emergency departments in droves. So I think that measures like the perhaps mandatory wearing of masks in crowded places in transport situations might ease the anxiety of people like myself in the hospital sector. But there's no doubt that mass gatherings should be put off for as long as possible.
What exactly else might be in the government's proposal to the CMO? Look at phase three. It says the opening of cafes and restaurants. Could we see those reopen from Monday? Phase four, we see small social gatherings by families, extended museums, art galleries reopened as well. But what else might be on the agenda? That's the question I put to Dr. Gerald Barry, a virologist at UCD.
I think there are certain aspects based on the scientific evidence that's been built up over the last few months. And of course, we're always still learning about this new virus. But based on the evidence that we see so far, for example, based on a study that came out of Japan a few weeks ago, suggesting that outdoor transmission is 19 times less than indoor transmission. And as well as that, it seems, based on the majority of studies that have been carried out so far, children don't transmit this virus anywhere near as efficiently as adults do. So the combination of that kind of data suggests that things like, for example, playgrounds could be something that could be looked at as opening earlier than is currently planned.
Hairdressers, barbers currently slated for July 20th? Is this something perhaps the government could propose to move forward?
In areas where you're bringing people into close contact, in an indoor environment, you're in a way maximising the potential for transmission of a virus. Would I bring forward something like the opening of hairdressers into this phase two? I think it's probably too early. But it could be something, if numbers trend downwards continuously, that could be looked at, for example, in phase three.
And some optimism within sporting circles, particularly in the GAA in terms of summer camps, but also the resumption of club games, for instance. They're currently slated for phase four, the 20th of July. Is that something, considering it's outdoor activity, that could be move forward?
Children's summer camps, in my mind, should definitely go ahead. I think that could easily be brought forward. Adult matches is a little bit trickier. I think you would have to put very strict protocols in place. But the idea of playing outdoors in a kind of a phase basis where you would maybe restrict contact initially, but then look to introduce that if numbers continue to go down, I think that's definitely something we need to start to look at. Really, the next few weeks are going to tell a lot. I think phase two is going to be a very, very important phase.
And that was Dr. Gerald Barry, virologist at UCD, ending Barry Lenehan's report.